breaking up with his girlfriend because he says there's one thing from her past she can't let go of. Is it a deal breaker? Is it a compromise?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Morning, Chet.
Morning.
All right, so you messaged us. You're a little upset, we understand, but before you do anything drastic, we wanted to get you on the phone. So thank you for allowing us to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, man, of course.
So walk us through what you sent us.
Well, you know, honestly, I'm thinking about dumping my girlfriend. Yeah, I know, it's sad, right? She insulted me the other day, and I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to forget it.
All right, so walk us through what happened.
All right, so she has a few tattoos, including the first name of her old boyfriend. All right?
Okay, yeah. That's yeah. Awkward.
Exactly. So I've been dating her for about a year now, and every time we're.
Yeah, every time you see her naked.
Yeah.
So, all right, he was dancing around it. I got it.
I see her naked, I see her in the shower, I see R-O-B-B-I-E in huge letters. Robbie.
Robbie.
Oh, gosh, it's that Robbie. Big?
So I brought it up one night when we were drinking, and uh-huh. I was trying to keep it light, but she got all mad. Look, all I said was, have you ever thought about having the Robbie tattoo removed from your butt?
What'd she say?
I'm sorry, wait a second, it's on her butt?
Oh, it's on her butt.
I guess we didn't establish that, did we?
Oh, no.
All right.
No.
All
right on her butt.
All right. What'd she say?
She says, no, I don't really think about it.
Well, of course she doesn't think about it.
She doesn't see it.
Right.
Yeah, and I told her it was hard for me to not think about it.
Right.
I'm seeing it. You know, I'm seeing it there right every single time, right down her butt. It's always on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I'm a nice guy. I said, hey, I'd even pay for the laser removal, you know? Mm-hmm. Or maybe we could even just get it changed into something else. And she told me, stop talking about it.
She can't see how that would bother you?
That's exactly. She keeps blowing me off. She's like, oh, yeah, I was young. I was in love. And that's it.
Okay.
That's it. What do you tell me? Okay, so to me, that's the insult right there.
Do you have an ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I've got an ex-girlfriend.
Why don't you go get her name tattooed on your butt?
Oh, man.
See, I think that's
a little...
Is that extreme? Is that too extreme for where we're at right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit extreme. He's trying to make it right.
Okay.
Not stoke the fire, I don't think, right?
You're right.
So she says she was young and in love, so what's that make her now?
Exactly. She's young and in love. That's right. So what does that make her now?
Right.
I'm her boyfriend now. I pay all the bills, so... Where's love for me, right?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Do you know him? Do you know Robbie? Do you know the ex?
No, I don't know the guy. I don't even really care about him. I don't care to know him or nothing about him.
Yeah, sure. But I'm just floored that she can't see from your perspective how that's problematic for you.
You tell me. Wouldn't you be sick of seeing some guy's name on your girlfriend's butt?
Yes. Maybe she forgot that it was there, and then you pointed it out. Oh, my God, yeah, let's get that off.
I agree. Hey, look, everyone's got tattoos nowadays and whatever, but good Lord, man. Right on the behind and everything. It's just...
So, Chet, you're wondering, like, how do you approach her in a way that makes her understand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
I'm telling you, get your ex's name tattooed on
Kelly,
your
Kelly, that's not going to help. I'm telling you, that's not going to help. Chet,
is that bad advice?
She's going to love that, yeah. I'm sure she'll be on.
Robbie, well, I've got Brittany right here.
Who's Brittany?
Well, Chet, I tell you, you know, you sound like a nice guy.
I mean, we completely get where you're coming from. I'm just kind of floored that she is just still not understanding why you have a slight problem with this.
Now, Kelly, you are a woman that doesn't like and, in fact, goes to great extremes to avoid confrontation. If
sure.
your husband, when you were dating him, had a tattoo of his ex on him somewhere, what would you do?
Oh, I would absolutely ask about, like, all right, so what's up with that tattoo? Is this hanging on forever and forever? Are we going to change this? Mm. And I'm sure, being the reasonable person he is, if he had ever had a tattoo like that, he'd be like, oh, yeah, no, we're totally changing that.
All right, well, we just need to get Chet's girlfriend to understand that, too. So, hey, man, thank you so much for checking in with us. Will you do us a favor and keep us posted on what happens?
Oh, yeah, man, I'll keep you posted. We'll see. You know what I could do? Maybe I thought about this. I'm going to print out me a little picture of one of the nudies one of my ex-girlfriends sent me. Make one of those buttons, like your T-ball buttons for the kids.
Oh, my God.
Just start wearing that button around everywhere I go.
I don't think we tell her we still have those pictures.
Chet, we need to get you off the phone with Kelly. She's a bad influence on you. All right, man.
How's she going to get the point? Right.
I know. Hey, bud, we got to run. We could talk to you all afternoon. We really could, but we got to move on. Hey, hang out, though. We got a lot of people checking in to give you some suggestions and keep us posted. Okay, bud?
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, Chet.
T-ball button, really? Seriously? No, sir.
Just start wearing
Eric said, when you dump her, it's not you, it's me. I was young and in love.
A lot of people are kind of jumping on your suggestion, Kelly, but temporary tattoo.
Yes, temporary. So that, yeah, because you don't want to make that permanent, because then that's super awkward.
Awkward for sure. Okay, yes. 502-571-9970, Group Therapy. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Next. So Chet has a girlfriend. In his own words, he's thinking of dumping her because she refuses to get the tattoo of an ex, R-O-B-B-I-E, removed or changed off of her butt.
Yeah, and he's even offered to pay for the laser removal, and she's just like, nope, blowing him off. Just like, stop talking about it.
Yeah. So he's kind of wondering, how do I at least get her to understand my point of view?
And, you know, I suggested, and many people have been backing me up, get a tattoo, temporary tattoo, of his ex's name on his butt. So she kind of knows how that feels, and maybe make a statement.
I mean, I kind of liked his suggestion, too, of
no, it's
making
not
a
good
button
suggestion.
Out
don't
of...
make a T-ball button out of a sassy pic of an ex. No. No.
Wear that around?
No.
Victoria, hey.
One of the things I thought of, too, is when he said Robbie was spelled R-O-B-B-I-E, that's the spelling of how girls spell their name. Not that it matters, but he's assuming that that's a guy, so that may be a question he wants to ask her, too.
That's a point I never thought.
Regardless, it's an ex. It's someone
it's
that's not
ex.
Chet.
Yeah.
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 So.
Well, it almost sounds, too, like she's still might have feelings for that person because she didn't even think, like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't even think that might bother you. Yeah, I would consider that, especially with him saying he would pay for it. So it almost feels like she might still have feelings for that person.
Might
so.
Be something else there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, hey. She's clearly ignoring him telling her, like, I'm bothered by this. And she's clearly, like, just blowing that off and not considering
not
his feelings at all.
Exactly. That's the bigger problem.
Victoria, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
Hey, you too.
You too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jennifer, so what's your thought on the whole tattoo thing?
I think what he should do is the next time he sees it, he should get his red marker out and put Margo right over the top of it. And then turn it into
Margo Robbie.
Actress. So every time he sees it, now it's Margo Robbie.
Jennifer, I like it. Thank you for the phone call.
No problem. All right. Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You. See ya. Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
You got it, brother.
Try to help us out with this.
This is tricky.
Well, it just sounds like a train wreck to me all around, I'll be honest.
All right, so what's he do? How's he convince her to, like, see his point?
Well, if she doesn't see his point, then I don't know if she's going to get convinced, like Kelly said. It's a problem. And if it's going to be a long-term relationship, I mean, seriously long-term, and I doubt it will be, honestly, guys. But if it is, then she needs to have it removed. Something needs to be done about it. I don't care who you are. It's disrespectful. don't go out and get another tattoo like he wants to. Don't do the T-ball button. Good Lord.
I like that. That's funny.
No, it's just, it's not going to end well, I don't think, either way. But no, it's got to come off if she's really into this guy, and it doesn't sound like she is.
All right. Well, Andrew the Love Doctor, we always value your opinion. Thank you so much, man.
You guys are the best. Keep on loving.
All right. Appreciate it.
We do have a couple of people chiming in saying it sounds like Chet's got issues and he needs to just grow up and deal with it, which is interesting.
Again, like, you don't have a tattoo. I don't have a tattoo.
Right.
I'm trying to think of any past relation. My wife doesn't have a tattoo.
Right.
I don't think anybody I dated ever had a tattoo. So I don't have experience with someone like that. But, you know, as Chet said, you know, a lot of people have tattoos now. It's a little bit more, you know, I guess, mass appeal than it
was. Yeah, Mark said maybe one day later down the road she'll get it covered or removed until someone gives her the confidence to move past whatever kind of hurt he did to her. So maybe it's like there's some sort of like significant pain she's hanging on to, or like a lesson that she learned, which is why she's keeping it. It's about supporting each other now and in the future. The past no longer matters because you aren't heading that way. Time to grow up, Chet.
Natasha says, I've been with my husband for over 14 years. He has one tattoo, and it's on his arm of his first wife's initials. It's horrible, barely legible unless you look at it. Does it bother me? Not really. Laugh at it. Is it? But it's part of him who's had it longer than I've been around. Does he want it removed or covered up? Sure, but life isn't cheap, and there are more important things to spend time and money on. So, yeah.
Okay, well, initials, I think, are different. This is a big old name on a butt cheek, so.
You know what? Maybe make it an acronym, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, he did offer to either remove it or make it into something else, and she's just like, nope, on both accounts. No,
Robbie stands for Robust Otters Berry Babe Barley in Elephants.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think that
could that work
high on the suggestion list. No, I don't think so.
I'm just saying maybe that's a bad acronym to turn it into, but I'm saying make it your own acronym.
Okay. I think, wow. I don't know. I just think that he has the bigger issue here maybe is that she's completely discounting his feelings in this. So, you know, if she's not figuring out a way to at least make him feel acknowledged, like his feelings are acknowledged, she's just like, nope, I was young and in love. Forget it. Stop talking about it. And she's just been dismissing how he feels about it.
Well, and I hate to just say, Chet, just try to, you know, if there are other things that are in her good pile, and that's like one of the only things that's in her bad pile.
Yeah.
Then maybe try to just focus on the good and see if you can get past it. And maybe
some people are suggesting maybe it's because that, you know, he had passed away. But I think she would have said that.
Yeah, she probably would.
She would have mentioned that if that was the reason. Now, Chase is just going to, he's rolling in like a knight on a white horse and said, let's all go get Robbie tattoos in solidarity with Chet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all get them.
Well, good luck. I think you've got a lot of suggestions on how to move forward with this. And if you wanted to comment and couldn't get to it in time, it's up at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. But yeah, Robbie, definitely keep it. Or not. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh. Oh, what did you just
Chet.
Do?
I said Chet.
You just called Chet, Robbie.
I said Chet.
Chet, keep us posted, okay?
Oh, God.
That's group therapy.